Hey, Magic Makers, it's Kim here, and I have another amazing conversation. Today, I interviewed Caroline Power. Whoa, her name says it all. Power. This conversation is powerful. We explored mindless eating, binge eating, emotional eating. Anyone feel those? Anyone experience those? Yeah, I got you right now. What I love is her approach. She works with clients to make it a lifestyle, not a life sentence. And how many of you have felt that your diet has kept you a prisoner? Ah, how many of you have felt that a food has had power over you? And during our conversation, we unpack, how do you stop letting brownies bring you to your knees? How do you find other ways to comfort yourself beside food? She has three powerful questions that she asks all of her clients. And then she asked that one question that always seems to stump every single person. So have a listen. As always, I love your feedback. So let me know what ahas have come up for you during this conversation. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, Magic Makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Good evening, my magic makers. Right now I'm talking with Miss Caroline Power, and she is all the way from Australia. And I have a special place in my heart for Aussies. And I am really excited about this conversation, because when you look at someone on social media and then you actually have a conversation with them live and they're the same person, my heart just like explodes with excitement. So Caroline, can you let my listeners know a little bit about yourself?
Hi everyone, it's Caroline Power here. I am a nutritional hypnotherapist. So what that means is I've been a dietitian for 15 years and I've worked with women from all walks of life, and I've helped them release some weight. I've helped them get healthier and be wanting to go to the gym and all of that. However, for about 3 years or so, when I got introduced to hypnosis and hypnotherapy, I saw the results going from, you know, just losing a couple of kilos to really consistently releasing that and keeping it off, and also releasing the emotional eating. So I specialize in helping women end emotional eating and taking their power back from food. I find that, you know, women need to be empowered to make their own choices. And I know that you talk a lot about this in your podcasts, and I think that's why we obviously got attracted to each other to do this podcast. But yeah, so I really do help women take back their power. And obviously my name is Caroline Power. So, you know, it kind of works.
It does.
Yeah. So that's what I do in a nutshell.
I love, like, in your little introduction, I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to make sure we hit on this. So first I want to hit on taking your power back from food, because I see so many people claim powerlessness over food, that a brownie is like an abusive husband. And that is what people need to do. They need to figure out, you know, like you said, how do you not let a brownie take you down?
So I guess that the first thing that I need to introduce you guys to this concept is I work with the fact that we have two minds. We have a conscious mind and we have an unconscious mind. And I'm sure that your listeners would have heard about the subconscious or unconscious. I use unconscious because I don't think it's under anything, and subconscious implies that it's under. So I use unconscious because it's a not conscious part of our brain, of right. our lives, right? So our conscious mind is the one that's just talking and setting your goals, right? So it's like your goal setter. And the unconscious mind is actually responsible for 95 to 98% of what we do. So our heart's beating right now, and we're not telling our hearts to beat. I am talking and breathing at the same time. And this is all unconscious. It's something that is on what some people might call autopilot, right? It's so automatic that it goes on autopilot, right? So that is our unconscious mind, things that we're not focused on, we're not consciously aware of. That's the job of our unconscious mind. Another thing I really need to mention here is that I also work with an equation called cause and effect. When we're at the cause side of the equation, we have the control, right? And we are with the effect, we focus on the reasons why we don't actually have our results. So cause, we focus on results, and effect, we focus on the reasons, right? So this is the example of the brownie that you just gave. So the only thing you can control in your life is your mental attitude, and it is your thoughts. So even though you might actually tell yourself, oh, that brownie is controlling me, you are choosing, you are making a choice to allow your thoughts to think that that brownie is controlling you. Okay, let me rewind, because I know that that might be a little bit triggering for some of you, but that brownie isn't, you know, it's an object that's just there. And the only thing that you can control between you and the brownie is the way you're thinking about it. Whatever we do, whatever we think, we make a choice on how we feel, because the brownie by itself doesn't actually have feelings. And if you just see, for instance, like a nail file, you're not going to have a feeling towards a nail file or a brownie. I'm just using something completely out of the blue.
True.
But if you look at a nail file, you might think, oh yeah, I remember when I went to the nail place with my mother and we used a nail file. So you attach feelings to whatever it is based on your previous experiences, right?
Yes.
So this is what I would like you all to start thinking about, that, okay, what else can this mean? So if brownie, if you feel that the brownie is controlling you, when did you first think that? You can think that, of course. And what are the feelings that you have attached to that brownie? And it could be that it is comfort, right? Oh, that brownie's there because I'm feeling so sad and I want comfort. So the brownie is my solution, right? So the one thing that I would say right now to take back control over that brownie is notice. And this is one of the first thing that people start working with me. I say to people, notice what emotions are present when you're either eating or you're thinking about a specific food. And then what we do is we work out how to deal with that emotion in a non-food way. So let's say that it is sad, right? So, oh, I'm feeling so miserable. I'm feeling so sad. And that brownie's there. Oh my God, it's calling me. You're not actually worried about the brownie calling you. It's not the brownie. It is the feeling that's attached to the brownie when you eat it, right? So how else can you feel comfort? Can you go for a walk on the beach? Obviously, I'm in Australia, so to me, that's easy. I'm actually right at the beach right now. So, you know, so how else can you deal with that specific emotion? How else can you feel your cup that way?
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, that makes complete sense, because, you know, be it food or people, we attach meaning to it. And the moment we attach meaning to it, it changes the whole dynamic. You know, like you said about the nail file, I could have a positive experience about a nail file or a negative experience about a nail file. And it's all of our past stories coming back, telling us in the moment what that nail file means, what that brownie means.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right that I know a lot of my clients who are emotional eaters, they get so caught up in the moment that they don't realize that they're eating.
Yeah. And that brings us to mindless eating, right? So I'm really glad that I mentioned about the conscious and the unconscious, because the whole idea of mindless eating is something that you're doing on what? Autopilot, right? You're doing that on automatic. So there are two ways that we can change a habit, right? We can just repeatedly do something and keep repeating until it actually becomes automatic, like driving a car, right? When you first started driving a car, you were like, okay, where's the clutch? And I have to change gears or whatever. But now you just do it on automatic, right? Because you've repeated so many times. Another way to do it is going back to what I do is hypnosis, right? Which you rewire your brain without having that need for repetition, right? So the whole idea of hypnosis here is that we get you into a very relaxed state where your brain wave is actually a little slower. And it's, you probably have already heard that, you know, kids between 0 and 7, they're like sponges, right? It is because their brain waves are slower. So they are sponges. They are very suggestible. They take everything you say to them, whether it's good or bad. It's the same with us. It's kind of like when you're not quite sure if you're awake or asleep, right? And that, you know, commercial people, they are like TV stations. They are very, very clever because they put all the infomercials right late at night where sometimes you fall asleep with the TV on. And I have some ab rollers and stuff like that in my garage that will tell you how suggestible you are at those times.
Right, you and everyone else. You and everyone else. Late night QVC.
So that's one of the things that you start doing on autopilot. So with the mindless eating, it is really starting to notice when you're first getting that food, right? So before, because the only part that you're really going to notice, if it is on automatic, you're not probably going to notice as you're mindlessly eating, right? But you might stop yourself when you actually go grab the food.
Right.
So these are little things that you can start looking at. And then how can you shift that? How can you start noticing that that you are mindlessly eating? And why did you do that? Were you bored? Were you worried about something? Were you anxious? Have a look at the meaning. What else can this mean? Why am I eating? Do I just want to feel good? How else can I feel good? Right? So always look at when you're actually grabbing the food. So before that mindless eating even happens, you're consciously grabbing the food. You're unconsciously eating,
right?
But you're consciously going to find the food to eat.
So what you're saying is that, you know, on my way to the kitchen, you know, be like, why am I heading to the kitchen? So that, you know, I'm not standing over a bag of Doritos and being like, what the fuck just happened? You know, on my way there, I'm like, hang on, why am I going to the kitchen? You know, do I need anything? Maybe I'm still full and I'm just feeling like I'm bored and I just need to do something. So opening a bag of anything is doing something.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing that I would encourage you all to do as well is before you even grab any food, if you feel that it's not yet that you're not hungry, drink a glass of water, because our brain, the signals that our nervous system sends, you know, sends our body and sends our brain for thirst and hunger, it is exactly the same. So once you realize that, you can drink a glass of water. And then after 15 minutes, if you're still hungry or if you still feel that you're hungry, then you can go and choose something to eat, or you can go in and make sure that you have some pre-prepped carrot sticks or whatever it is that you decide to eat at that point. But it's always making sure that you are choosing what it is and not letting that food choose you, because you are in control all the time. You're in control of your thoughts, right? Thought is a manifestation. I can't just put a thought in your mind unless you're in hypnosis. I can't just put a thought in your mind in your conscious self. You create that thought. It is a manifestation.
And you brought up hypnosis, and I find it interesting. So you were a dietitian first, and then what kind of introduced you to hypnosis?
Well, it's very cliche. I went to one of Tony Robbins' seminars. So before even that, I grew up with an eating disorder, and I saw psychologists, and, you know, and I would think that I was fat, and I wasn't really. And I started really comparing myself with the externals and all of that. And I knew I did what I thought I knew what to do, which was go to uni and go in and do nutrition. Let's just do dietetics or whatever. So I ended up going to university and doing nutrition and dietetics. So I did my bachelor's, but that still kept going. And I saw a psychologist and she was a hypnotherapist at the time. So that was still in the back of my mind, kind of going. And at university, we do some psychology, subjects and all of that. And I did like 3 semesters of psychology and all of that, because I did a 5-year degree because it was a longer, like it was an honors degree. And, you know, I still have it in the back of my mind. I had my son 8 years ago and I put on 25 kilos. And that was so super hard for me to even fathom. Mm-hmm. And when he was 6 months old, I stepped on the scales and I was exactly the same weight as I was when I went into labor with him, which means right. that not only had I lost that, I had gained it back with interest and all of that. So I was 81 kilos. I know. So I, you know, had this light bulb moment in my head that kind of went, okay, I got to do what I have to do. And I did release most of it. I released 20 kilos, but there was those 5 last kilos that weren't shifting. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do? So I got really introduced to personal development. And when I got introduced to personal development, my whole mind opened to the fact that, oh my goodness, like I can work on myself. I can be a better person. What is this? What's going on? And it's true. And then 3 years ago, I went to Unleash the Power Within with Tony Robbins here in Sydney, because I've been living in Sydney for 10 years now. And Tony Robbins did a specific process that was fully hypnotic. And I just went, oh my God, that's what I need to do. And I saw myself in the future. So he goes, go in the future and all of that. I do that now, by the way. But at the time I was just like, what is this? I love this. And I'm going to the future and I saw myself doing this. And then I immediately enrolled myself in courses. So I became a clinical hypnotherapist. I ended up studying NLP. I ended up studying emotional freedom technique. Naturopathy, which is more of a natural kind of take on the foods and all of that, how the herbs affect you. Because before I started studying naturopathy, literally I thought we put herbs to spice food. Right. And then it's true. So that's why I became more holistic. And hypnosis started really working for my clients. I worked in the food industry for a long time. Changing foods and making sure that foods were healthier and all of that for a big retailer here, such as Walmart in the US. And I started doing that. And I remember people at my previous, well, would be like, wow, that's so interesting. And then I quit that and I started doing this full time. The results are incredible. And I decided to go into emotional eating because that's what I have overcome. And that's what I love seeing women overcome. I don't even talk about weight that much. I don't know why I even talk so much about weight today, because I don't even talk about weight that much, because one of my taglines is health is not a size, it's a feeling.
Yes. Right?
If you're super healthy at a size 6 or at a size 8 in the US, because here is completely different sizes, then I'm not going to make you change unless there is a specific health concern, right? Which I can do because I am a dietitian. But if there isn't a health concern and you're happy in your own body and you feel happy in your clothes and all of that, there is no reason why to change it, because we're all emotional eaters at one point or another in our lives. We are. The only time we have to work on it, or we have to change it, or we have to look at it, is when we are beating ourselves up about it, or we are shameful, or we have any negative emotions attached to that emotional eating or attached to that food. Because like I said, food by itself, it is just an object. It is whatever emotions, whatever meaning we attach to that food that actually matters.
First, I want to go back. Health is a feeling. Preach, preach, preach. And I like how we all are emotional eaters, you know, and I'm going to say there's degrees of emotional eating, but we, at some point we all have that trigger that sets us off. And I really like about what you said about hypnosis. You know, I too went to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within. This is not a shameless plug for it. It was really great. So if you ever wanted to go, you've got two people. Yeah, we've got two people giving it two steps up. The only word of advice is that Tony likes to talk. He can go all day, all night, and he doesn't pee. I don't know how he does that. I was very impressed.
Yeah.
I think that's hypnosis too. But what I liked about it is, and you're right, like what Tony did was he had you close your eyes and visualize where you wanted to be. And I think so many of us want to be that person right now without going through that process.
True. And I feel
that maybe hypnosis gives you a little bit of a leg up because it helps you to process through some of your shit a little faster. Yeah. Because I think a lot of people don't even know some of the shit that they have, that it might be their emotional trigger for the food, or anything else that they might be eating for.
That's true. And what I would usually say as well is that I have three ingredients for change. And my three ingredients for change are: one, you deal with your stuff.
Yeah.
Two, you take action, because in between sessions, you have to take action, because if you rely on sessions alone, I can't be with you for 24/7, right? Exactly. Tony Robbins said, you 24/7. You can't be with a client 24/7. So you take action. So you always give a task or something so that, you know, it actually solidifies whatever we've done in session. And then number three, you focus on what you want. And you know why? Because your unconscious mind cannot process negatives. So if I tell you all right now, whatever you do, do not think of a blue tree.
Ha!
You're thinking of a blue tree. I know it. So number one is we deal with your stuff. Number two is we take action. And number three, we focus on what you want. And the way that we do with dealing with your stuff, you can choose your best modality. You can go and do some hypnosis. Like I said, hypnosis is brilliant. However it is that you want to deal with that, amazing. But it comes down to another thing I say quite often: you need to face your stuff so you can stop stuffing your face.
Oh my gosh. Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. In Australia, you're not as fast paced as we are, but we're so into the what's next, what's next, what's next. Sometimes we need to reflect on the past, not live there, but reflect on it so that it can propel us forward.
That's right. And then think about what can I learn from that event, right? Yeah. So if you think about whatever event that triggered you emotionally, you can just really think to yourself, what can I learn from that event for myself and my future? What are the positive learnings of that event for myself and my future? And then really dig deep into thinking. And I mean, in hypnosis, I don't really need the context of what happened, but I do get you there so that you can tell me, right, what are the learnings? I don't need to know what's going on. I'm going to regress you there. I'm going to get you there. And it's a regressive type hypnosis, because there are two types of hypnosis: suggestion hypnosis and regression hypnosis. And in the regression one, right, which is kind of like I call it hypnotherapy, obviously. It's hypnosis, hypnotherapy is very similar. And we go back there. You don't need to tell me, oh, my mom did this and my dad did that, and every time I went for my vaccines, I got a lollipop or whatever. You don't need to tell me that. I just want you to actually tell me, what are you learning from that event for yourself and your future? And I'm going to keep probing until that emotion disappears, until we release that negative limiting belief to you. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about mindless eating. And one of the things that I like telling people is the binge eating scenario as well. So I was talking about how if I tell you right now not to think of a blue tree, you're going to think of a blue tree. So guess what happens when we're telling ourselves that we don't want to eat the chocolate, right? So you're going to be rewiring that in your brain that you don't want to eat the chocolate. You don't want to eat the chocolate. So that is why diets don't work. Because you're going to be telling yourself restriction, 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 and rewiring in your brain that's something that you don't want to eat, right? So what happens after the 30 days, or what happens after your nutritionist says to you, that's okay, you can go off and do your, you know, into your life or whatever. You're going to eat all the chocolate and you're going to binge till the cows come home, right? Because that is exactly what you've been rewiring. You've been telling yourself, I want the chocolate, because you're telling yourself you don't want it and you can't process the negatives, right? So affirmations are great, but if you don't put a meaning to it, if you don't feel into that affirmation, you can talk affirmations forever, but it is not going to work. Like you were saying about the visualization, visualize yourself, whatever you want to be, wherever you want to be, right? And actually feel the feelings of that moment. So if you're telling yourself, I am amazing, do you feel amazing? Or are you saying, I am amazing, but deep down you're thinking, that's a load of bullshit.
Exactly.
And then if you are thinking that, it is not going to work, right? So when you close your eyes and you say, I am amazing, really imagine yourself thinking of yourself doing amazing things, how amazing you are. Oh my goodness, look how amazing I'm doing with that client. I am freaking amazing. So then that is when your affirmations can work. And it can work the same for binge eating as well, because you can see yourself eating your cake, stopping at one slice, right? Because it is a lifestyle. It is not a life sentence.
Yes. Right?
If you keep telling yourself about restriction, you are going to end up binging. I say to people that restriction is like the number one recipe for binge eating.
Absolutely.
That is very key for you all to understand as well.
And it's funny that what you just said, it touched on something I just did a Instagram TV on. So I don't know if you've seen it. It's this 45-day challenge. And for 45 days, no sugar, no alcohol. You have to work out for 45 minutes, but it has to be outside. There's like 10 things that you have to do for 45 days. And I've seen, you know, some people who are friends with on Facebook post about it. And I'm just like, that is a recipe for day 46 to be a hot, stinking mess. Because every day that I miss out of these 10 things I'm supposed to do every day, I have to start at day one.
Right. Okay. You know what, why that is, right? Like I said, the two ways to change a habit is repetition or the hypnosis, going down deep into your unconscious mind and actually changing it straight away. So if you're repeating something for 45 days, but again, what are you thinking about it when you're repeating it? Are you thinking, I'm working out outside, it's only 45 days left? Or are you thinking, right, I'm working out outside, this is amazing. Yeah, I can totally see my life doing this. Then if you keep doing it for 45 days, if you think one way, which is, wow, I can totally see myself doing it, you're going to stick to that habit, because 45 days is amazing, right? Usually it takes 21 days to change a habit, because that's, you know, repeatedly, it's been shown that if you repeat something for 21 times or whatnot, that you are actually going to create a habit out of that, right? So it takes 21 days to change a habit. Great. If you see it in your life, it'll stick. If you don't see it in your life and you're thinking about what you're not having, right? So, wow, I'm here working out outside, but I should really be watching TV. Oh my God, but I cannot watch TV. I don't want to watch Netflix. Oh no, definitely not. Oh yeah, that TV show. Oh, but what can I be doing afterwards? Okay, well, there's only 10 more minutes left. Okay, I'm going to finish my workout and then I'm going to go, you know. So if you're thinking about that, it is not going to stick.
Right.
Because what meaning are you attaching to it?
Yeah. And yeah, you know, for me, I look at like the list and I was like, if I'm not attached to that list, I'm going to have those thoughts that you just described are going to pop through my head. It's all over. I'm going to be like, I really want a glass of wine. I'm going out to dinner with my spouse and it would be nice if I could have a glass of wine with him, or, oh, hell, it's my birthday, or hell, it's my kid's birthday. It would be great if I could have cake. versus no sugar, no alcohol. And I just think of those kind of programs that set people up for the binge fail cycle.
Yes. And I often do like a detox myself. So like I do a 7-day detox or whatnot, which I do cut out sugar. I do cut out alcohol, but there is a means to an end for me.
Right.
And it's not about the cutting out the sugar. It is about really resetting my stomach because I do have some digestive issues. So for me, it's about resetting what I'm doing so that I can continue being a food rebel because, you know, I'm a food rebel. I just eat whatever. I don't really conform to whatever other people say that, oh, you shouldn't eat. You should eat keto. You should do low carb, you know, and high protein. You should do this. You should do that. I'm like, oh my God, no, I'm going to do me. Thanks.
Exactly.
And I do me and whatever works for you. You know, there is obviously a space for all of these regimes in the world because, you know, I have clients who have autoimmune diseases. And as you know, fat really helps with building up our immune system. So on a keto diet, for instance, these clients actually do really well. But we align that with hypnosis so that they don't actually crave the other stuff. And they, it's not about thinking what can't you eat. It's about thinking about what you can eat and focusing on what you want.
Yeah.
Right? What you can have instead of what you cannot have. So don't keep telling yourself, I can't have sugar. Okay. What can I have instead? So yes, it is a recipe for binge eating, but with the right support and with the right idea and meaning behind it, it can work. I'm not saying it cannot. Otherwise, you know, these programs wouldn't be there. However, it is a recipe for binging and yo-yoing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I love what you just said. It's, and it's kind of sums up what we've been talking about. It's like, what do I apply meaning to? And then really understanding what I need out of this so that I can, you know, make it my own program. Like I loved how you said it, you're a food rebel. You know, just because you might eat keto-ish doesn't make you keto.
Yeah.
Just because you might eat paleo-ish doesn't make you paleo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, maybe taking some of these programs, these plans and making it more compatible to you and your lifestyle so that you aren't in that cycle over and over and over again.
Yeah. And if you don't adapt it to your lifestyle, it is not going to stick. Like I said before, it is a lifestyle. It is not a life sentence. You have to see yourself doing this forever if you want to create any change like this that is sustainable. But I do have to mention as well, the unconscious mind, right, wants to protect you at all costs.
Oh, absolutely.
So and if the prime directive of the unconscious mind is to protect the body, right? And to give you the path of least resistance as well. So You do have to think, how else can you protect the body? Because a lot of the times gaining weight, it is a way of your unconscious mind of protecting your body from something. Whether you started a new job and you're super worried about what people are going to think of you, oh, well, then you start, you know, stuffing your face and you start attaching all of, you know, the overweight and the extra kilos and all of that kind of stuff. Okay, great. So how else can you deal with that? Face your stuff. Don't stuff your face. That is really, really, really important. I could not say it enough. And another thing as well is that chances are, if there is a specific pattern in your life running with your food, that same pattern is running in other areas of your life. Okay.
So absolutely.
Chances are, if you are an all or nothing eater and you do all the 7-day detoxes and all the 45-day challenges and the 6-week challenges here, there's, you know, a specific chain of gyms that do a 6-week challenge or 8-week challenge and all of that. Chances are you go all in on that. And then as soon as you have one chocolate, you're going to have the entire pantry of chocolates. You're going to drive to Walmart to actually buy more chocolate and then keep eating it, right?
Absolutely.
You're like that with your business. You're like that with your kids. You're like that in other areas of your life. So really think, where does that pattern actually spreads out? Because once you deal with one, you will deal with them all.
Right.
So people me thinking they're going to work on emotional eating. And I go, ha ha, gotcha.
Yeah, we're working on your life, sister girl.
That's right.
You know, there's a reason why they have the saying, how you do anything is how you do everything. And you're right. Yeah. You know, it's, I think so many people want that magic blueprint of hand me a meal plan, hand me a workout, and I'm going to solve all my problems. But what you, you know, what you've said, and it's true, and it's not sexy, but it's how you approach, what your mindset is about it. And, you know, sadly, you know, most people want to, you know, like you said, want to know about how I can get abs in 4 minutes.
Exactly. Is that even sustainable? Your unconscious mind is not going to let you, because if you're going to have abs in 4 minutes a day, oh, 4 minutes, in 4 minutes, that's it. Your unconscious mind is already going to tell you bullshit. You're not. Let me just help you out not being visible to the world. And instead of you getting a six pack, you're going to have some extra visceral fat over there. Come on. Let me just protect you a little bit longer.
And that's fine. I'll just put a waist trainer on. It'll be fine. So this has been really, really great. I love the three tips that you said, because it's basic, right? There's no overthinking. I got to deal with my stuff. I got to take action, and I got to focus on what I want. And I think one of the biggest reasons is that we don't get clear. We're not clear about what we want. Or today I want to lose weight. Tomorrow I want to run a marathon. And then the next day I want a pony. Mm-hmm. Like, so we just have to get clear about what it is so that we can take that continual action and get it.
And you would be so surprised that every time I'm in session and I ask people, so let's say I have a magic wand and I can give you whatever you want. And I tell people, so what do you actually want? And they don't know.
They freeze.
They don't know. And they say, oh, you should have told me you were going to ask me this, you know, before the session, because I don't know what I'm going to say. And they start saying, I don't want to be stressed out. I don't want to have this extra weight. I don't want to be irritated. And I go, okay, well, if you don't want to be irritated, what do you want instead? Let's focus on the positives, because remember, the unconscious mind can't focus on the negatives, doesn't right. process negatives. So what do you actually want? What is the magic wand question for you? Start thinking about, start visualizing that. It is so super duper important to do that.
Yeah, you're right. And I, you know, I think a lot of people don't take that time, and it shouldn't be a pop question. Like, it shouldn't be like, I have to think about it. Like, you should, if I'm taking your time, I should know that the problem I'm trying to solve.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think where people are afraid to go for it.
That's true.
So I could talk to you all night or all day, your time.
For me, yes. Yeah.
But I this conversation has just been awesome, and I hope my magic makers have enjoyed it as much as I have. And what I'd love to end this conversation with is, what makes you feel magical?
Oh, what makes me feel magical? It's really when I am in session with someone, and as soon as I finish a process and they open their eyes and I can see the sparkle in their eyes again.
Yes.
It makes me feel magical. It makes me feel like they are magical. It makes me feel like we're making a difference to the world. And then they message me the next day or 2 days later, and they say, oh my goodness, my life has changed in one session. And, you know, it's usually, it's not often that it is, you know, in two sessions and whatnot. I usually take people through a process, right, that we go through facing their stuff and all of that. But it all starts with the first session. And it is incredible. That's what makes me feel magical. It's just creating more food rebels in the world.
Yeah, we need more food rebels in the world. Truly, truly, truly. So this has been a great conversation. Caroline, where can people find you if they want to get in touch?
So you can find me on Instagram at The Health Strategist, and on Facebook as well. The Health Strategist is my handle on Facebook and Instagram. Or you can find me at Caroline Power as well. And I do have a free Facebook group called the Food Rebels Club. And you guys can join if you would like. It's completely free. I give loads of value. And I do have a 6-week program called End Emotional Eating. And if you are listening to this, you get a special offer of 10% off whatever price is when you're listening to this. Just mention this podcast.
All the links are going to be in the show notes, so you don't have to make sure you're not scribbling down while you're watching Ding Dong, while you're listening to this podcast. So they'll all be in the show notes. And I want to take the time again to thank you so much, Caroline, for taking the time out of your afternoon. And I hope your son is feeling better, because I know what it's like to have a sick child. It's just, you know, either you're like, okay, today was not a good day, or you're like, oh, I'm sick of like cleaning up after him. So,
but again, it's how you approach it, right?
Right.
I just immediately went into solution mode, and I just went, okay, how can I make this work? Because I really wanted to make it work. So do you want to make it work, or do you want to have excuses? Remember, cause and effect.
Ah, see, look at you always circling around. Well, thank you so much. And I want you to enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for having me. And it's been such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.